the board of Cardinal Innovations Healthcare has voted to fire controversial CEO Richard Topping. But come Monday, Topping will still be employed and still be the head of the company. The unusual termination capped off an unusual night for the company, charged with administering $682 million tax dollars throughout 20 counties in North Carolina. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Cardinal is the largest administrator of Medicaid-funded mental health, substance abuse treatment, and developmental disability services in the state. It is almost entirely funded by federal, state, and local tax dollars. So when two highly critical state audits were released this year, more than just eyebrows were raised. Lawmakers were angry, patient trust was eroding, and more questions were being asked. Which leads us to Cardinal spokeswoman Ashley Conger late Friday night.
The Cardinal Innovations Board of Directors has terminated CEO Richard Topping effective 12/1.
As in December 1st, roughly 2 weeks away. And clearly, that is not the effective immediately that usually follows the announcement of a CEO's termination. Just why was a question left unanswered. But we do know why the termination vote was needed. In May, the first scathing audit was released. Among other things, North Carolina State Auditor Beth Wood noted that Richard Topping was making $617,000 per year, including his bonus, far more than the $204,000 state rules would allow. But Wood was also critical of the state's Office of Human Resources for not clearly stating or enforcing the regulation. By October, they had, and Topping's salary was slashed. And that did not go over well. Here's how Cardinal Board Chair Lucy Drake described that October conversation.
We brought him in, we offered it to him, and he has said he cannot accept that.
It seems Topping's termination may have been inevitable, and he will get severance. Again, Cardinal spokeswoman Ashley Conger.
According to the terms of his contract, Mr. Topping is being paid a 24-month severance.
Which brings us to that second scathing state audit. It cited Cardinal's severance agreements as being excessive, and not just for the CEO. 10 other top Cardinal employees have similar severance packages, which allow them to quit and still get multi-year severance if there's a change in the CEO. None had as of Friday night, but they still can on December 1st, which could cause havoc in the leadership ranks of the company. One other key point on soon-to-be ex-CEO Richard Topping's severance, it's 24 months at full salary, but Cardinal declined to comment on whether that's at his prior, much higher salary or the lower one mandated by state law. So a potentially huge payout for a fired but not quite yet CEO? Yes, it was quite a night. And I haven't even told you about the first minute and a half of the board meeting. It took just 90 seconds from that gavel strike for Cardinal's board to vote out one of their own, and this dismissal was definitely effective immediately. The motion was quickly brought up by Director Steve Uhas.
When we first sat down at this table, we each agreed that we would act and behave as a whole, not as individuals. We agreed to leave our personal agendas behind. Recently, not every member has lived up to that pledge, to the detriment of this board and to this organization.
He then moved that Brian Thompson be immediately removed from the board. He was, with no further explanation given. Thompson left before he could be asked for comment. Almost lost in all of this was the announcement that Trey Sutton will be getting a promotion at Cardinal. He will move from interim CFO to interim CEO on December 2nd. Sutton has been with Cardinal for about a month. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.